House bill. Hoover?
Yes.
Brian Jean? Goldstein? Kraft? Crowe? Markowitz? Newfield? Rothman? Tell? Zilch? I still got past the introduction. Can I deal with substances? CD here. So, several issues which could come up, taste of here. We add, we discuss the last of these, and give us a lot of questions as well. First point we dealt with in the taste is, what sequence it was, but it's first today. They say, according to the amount of data that you have, Kaitan is Ganev, independently of Ganev, and you have two separate sukim, when you pass it, Kaitan is Ganev, it's part of Karkois, since there's no shur in Karkois, so there can't be any careful, because Kaitan is Ganev. The answer is that it's a good issue by the Gilgul. In the same condition of the Chais, it's a good issue of Shvur, which is what derives from Saito. So in such a case, we've been issued by the Gilgul. I would have said that you have to abstain that as Ganev. So that's really, the condition of Shvur is very bad. So that's why with this special meal, Yotzika Koyes is the Chiv capable to say that as Ganev. I mentioned last time, I should elaborate about it a little bit. This should depend to some extent on the nature of the Gilgul Shvur. In order that he should be careful to turn down his Ganev, tell enough that he's a Shvur, which is about the topic of Tayyaz Ganev. That's about Pidin, there should be such a Shvur. Chalais Yishvur should be as Yishvur is the Yonav Teta as Ganav. Teta himself is the Yishvur of Kavis V'Nishva. So we got the Yishvur of Bikodin, Kavis V'Nishva, V'Chayev. With regard to Chiv Teta as Ganav, only Bezma should be in Eise. This might be for one or two possible reasons. Either because in general, Shvur said the Yonin, Shvur, which person is the Nishba on his own, is the Nishba in his possible. It's not Shvur, it's the Yonin. It's not Shvur, what is Nishba for the Yonin? It's a Shvur which is imposed by the Yonin. That's what the Rabbi Chanan and Rashba, everyone wants to see this, I'll refer you to the more later on of Kufav. Now, with regard to Dennis Ganov, the Shvur is the Yonin in general. Secondly, it could very well be that even if we could assume that in such case we get the Chiyu Shavua and whatever the Chiyu may be, but the Halacha Teta is Ganev is only if it's a Shavua which is imposed by the Ganev. But anyway, this has to do with who is imposing the Shavua and also what is the status of the Shavua. So that could actually mention last time in Gilgal the two possible ways of understanding it. One is to assume that the original Shavuot is a catalyst for creating a new Shavuot. It's an offspring of the first Shavuot. but stands in the dependent shvur, which is produced by the catalytic effect of the first shvur, or to assume that Gil Shvur is an expansion, extension of the original shvur. There's a classic chakir we got to Gil Shvur. I just noticed how enough communities to give some orientation about this. Before I get to that, though, why don't I mention this connection? If you were to assume that Gidul Shvur expands the original Shvur, but does not give birth to fresh Shvur, then this could seem to be Shvur to Eitan's Ganav. The topic would be Ganav. The Shvur itself would be Shvur, which may be Shvur Sibir Viksas, maybe Shvur some other Shvur, Shvur Shomrim. If you assume that you create a new Shvur, the Shvur is created in accordance with the adaptability to the present specifics of the case. And if we, what the Shvur is about is that Nignav V'yapikodin, then the Shvur just spawns indeed the Shvur Shom to itself, that's kind of. Where this question possibly comes up is one colleague is amongst the shared to this in Yerushalmi. A person is Mechuyev Shvur. So that Shvur he could live with. But then the Patel of the Shvur is on top of him. So he says, leave me alone. I'll pay for that first Shvur, which is the original one. And then I want to yield up all the other shvurs. That's what like is 2 days in the Rif, based on 2 days in Yerushalmi. Clearly, if what you've done is, if you say that you can't do that, once these shvurs are in place, you have to swear them or pay for all of them. Obviously, they're now not simply an extension of the original Shavuot. The original Shavuot I wiped out. I can't stop everybody ready to pay. If you say you created a new Shavuot, then it's an open possibility. It's going to go either way. Either you say you created a new Shavuot, but since the Shavuot is generated by the original Shavuot, now it turns out that that parent was not a very good parent. So you're part of. But you say, no, once it was generated, once it went into orbit, so to speak, the Shvur is a Shvur, you can't part of yourself. Second possible of Kamina, 2 days in Tesla of Mitzir of Tzadik Zayin, Swayed Alam Kutash Shechol HaShem Shalom applies to Shvur, which is created with Gilgul. Shvur de Aisa, Gemara appears to be the very mikzas, and he derchad menashev shuvah, but Yeshua shomim as well. Chuy Yeshua, you don't swear to Yeshua. Yeshua deraisa, chuy to pay. What happens is that Yeshua was engendered through Gilgal, 2 days in Tesis. Again, if it creates a new Yeshua, so it's possible to argue that a new Yeshua was created, but it was created as a sugbet. But it makes more sense to assume that if it was created, if it was created, then it takes its place in the ranks of Shavuos, with all the consequences attendant upon that. If it's simply an added codicil to the first Shavuot, so he can assure you save your some sechaydev, some sleep to it, you don't say it. It's also possible, as I just mentioned, the possibility, those who want to look into it before I refer you, that there are two tracks in Gilgal. Rabbi Avich Kiran, the two possible modes of addressing it, both, always have the possibility of making both the correct, but for different circumstances, different specifications. This is what Mitzir, the Vav, Chutzla Levitam. Amy Gagnon of Dover Adoyma. It was only a view of something which is likely. The Rabbi Shah Shorach Beyad, why should you assume such a possibility? So you have the Dover Adoyma. One Kedushin seems to be explicit against that. The primary sugi of Gil Kashua is a Kedushin Kozai Chofres. Once you can be Gagrat Kedekach, you can be Mashbim, you didn't say something to be Zerevitifri. Very far-fetched scenario. As our Tam say, that David Dover Adoyma. One way of understanding this, I told you this Oshta as well, is the Gordon of the difference between the Tainus Vadi and the Tainus Sophic. If it's the Tainus Vadi, then you're only quite Dover Adoyma. If it's the Tainus Sophic, you're quite Dover Adoyma. You can't create a Shuvah with it, plenty of those. Maybe it will be that this chiluk relates to the dover between Vada and Suffolk. Also has to do with two different tracks as to what the nature of the Gilgil is. If it's the dover, if it's for the Titus Vadai, then you could create a new shur. If it's Titus Suffolk, you could extend the old one. And then consequently, depending on what the tain is, if you only have a tain of suffolk, then you require davar adayga. You're expanding the original shvur, including some other elements which are likely, which are a logical extension of that same tain. If you have this bulldozer, which creates new shvurs, bulldozer requires the motor, which generates energy, by tainus vadai. At any rate, I just want to elaborate a little bit upon that. You should be more familiar with the nature of the Kiddush Shvur, and mention the relevance of this to what we have in Tosfos. I raised another question last time. Why taste is only troubled? What do you mean for kakois? Because there's no shvur that there's no ganev. And therefore, they give an answer of Gilgul. But still, we have another consideration. There's ganev, there's a chiyuv in shemel. But outside of strangers, there's ganev. Where you don't find that it should be chayev. So there's no shvur in kakois. How could there be Yitzhak that has got to be in Karaka? That's question I raised. I said that possibly got to Karkois, this formulation that there's no Shmir and Karkois is incorrect. There's Shmir, there are not Chiyuvi Shomrim. According to this connection, the Rambam, that Bashir Kemazik, Rambam says that someone except Avon Shtos and Karkois, then he Peshir them, he's Chayvet as Mazik. Magav this is the Rimgash, Shavuot Stav Mbeis, we got to that Mishneh, and similarly, Avad Rishenim, it's quoted, Ram Chlovim, Sechem Davor, by the name of Avin Atam, one that seems strange, Avin Atam, the taste of the records it. I mentioned Amitz two things. Number one, that indeed, even in Karkoiz you have a Shemel. Because the Lord gives you Sipa Sheikh Mazik, so if you're a Shemel, so is it outside of his Nah. And secondly, the Ptur of Karkoiz applies only to Chiyuvim, which are endemic to Shamrim. But Chiyuvim, which apply within the context of Shemirah, but are basically Chiyuvim, which are transplanted into the world of Shomrim, that's not been mismayed. Whatever, you have to assume that in Shomrim, that in Karkar is Shemira. In the stencils, they give us a Chaim's Teretz, Chaim's Eskasha, could be Shekemazik, Shekemazik, so much of Shiva Bailim, be Potter, Mazik Bailim, so you'll be Chaim. So have Shiva Bailim, be Potter. That's what Shem Chaim gives there, is that the difference between Bebailim and Karkois. The Karkois are within the Parsha of Shomrim, but there's a Pturim for the Chiyuvim. Bebailim, so if you haven't become a Shem altogether, so if you're not Pshek and Mazik, because only Pshek and Mazik don't still got to a Shem. The Rav had questions about this. He thought the logic, if you're going to make a distinction between Bebailim and Karkois, it was going exactly the opposite direction. Karkois, Bechev said, I was in the Parsha of Shomrim altogether, and Bebailim is within the Parsha of Tzipatu. I think it's great logic to what the Rav Tain is. But the basic distinction, namely that it's only with Gato Shemel, that is clear. So according to the Rambam, who says the Shemei B'Shei Kemazik, so he says he's a Shemei with God the Karkois. Other Shem disagree. And we sort of disagree in two ways. The Rambam says B'Shei is not Kemazik. In general, that's the Rambam B'Shei B'Bailim. Tosfos Bava Tzvi Nun Zayin says Ne'amar B'Shei Kemazik, not Kemazik. Karkois is not in the Parsha. He's not a Shemus. He's a stranger. And stranger, even according to Rambam, does not have the Pashek Kemazik. So if you assume that, like the Tosfos, that Karkois outside the Parsha altogether, then Pashek Kemazik wouldn't help. Because he's not included in the Parsha. So Tosfos over here, if Tosfos here go to Shitosim but Mitzilat Nuzayin, the Karkois is not in the Parsha, it's no status of Shmira. The status of Shmira, how can you speak of Tate that as Ganev if you're not a Shem at all? The Rambam, when he talks about Tainan Sganev, Begdal Dalachal Mechastain Gedeve, Toyin Shinigami Bitra Picadoni, Nishba Ravoidim Shiker, Sheketam Shapicadon as Eslo, I'm sure Shukim Shuvas Ragana. Bitra Picodon? Only Picodon. No Picodon is not. Someone was there? According to the Rav, that the Bailam is a Shomer Karkas, whereas Shomer Karkas is not even considered a Shomer, so why by Karkas would you be Chayav Moshe Kamazik and not by the Bailam?
I
just said,
the Rav didn't relate to this.
He thought that the Prime Teretz in this connection was tailored because he needed to give a Teretz. If you assume the Prime's distinction, it works out well with the Rambam. He thought the distinction should work the other way. And then the question as to why he Prime, they're pointing out to the Prime's own solution. But he didn't suggest a solution. I don't remember what he had a solution. This is a question just comes out to clear what I'm talking about in two contexts. One is B'Shei Kemazik, the Chiv is Chiv Mazik, but it's drawn within the context of Shomrim. And also there's a Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad is Gezel, but it's only Gezel with regard to Shemel. What about someone you've seen called in Karka and Shlichus Yad in the Karka is Chayim Poter? The same question. Gemara, to the best of my knowledge, doesn't mention any word of Shlichus Yad in Karkois. Ritva, Bavit Siref and Vav, says there isn't. That should be part of this issue. What I find striking is the Tosfos didn't even bother to address of this issue. I find inconceivable the Tosfos thinks that there's a lot of that's kind of even when there's not a shame of. Yeah, they don't know. I mean, Peretz parallel states in this context did see the problem. The question is, what's the solution? טוב, אני אבוא כך שייכם, זה מה שיגבול. תראה, את הנסגן לבנמי, שטוען שאחרים השיגו הגבול, אני מצא שהוא המשיג. He was the mighty great, someone else did it. But of course, the question is, that's only if he was the shemo. וכגון שמינו בקרקע לשמו. The Bailim, בעל הקרקע, appointed him to watch the sod. What does this mean? Perhaps here is a tremendous chidush with regard to the designation of a shemo. Parsha Shomrim means he didn't shrei kesel kelev nishma. Quite in the scene. Scene is a formal act. In some respect, the transfer of the object from the stewardship of the Baal to the stewardship of someone else. Or the many Rishonim, the Chalek's Rash and Tesis and Rambam, the Fantasia and Meruba, many Shemes to require my Sakinian. You don't become a shame this time because you agree to be a shame. Do my skin. Moreover, the Gemara says, with the exception of Shem Saveide, where the Torah designates as a shame, you have to have Das. Then you have Kuf, Rav Nun Bet. Don't create Shuvia. So that's where you need a lot of Yinit Sina. Handing over the Pekodin, transferring it. However, perhaps you could have, according to the Vipelets, a different track in creating status of Shuvia. Not that the object comes to you, take the object into your possession, so to speak, but you are designated by the Bailim for your consent as the Shema. Without transfer, without the key to Nish. I don't know what the mechanics of that would be, whether it requires some verbal statement or some agreement, but some aloch and not of the sinner of Minui. Not something which is done with reference to the object. Something which is done with reference to the Shema. Maybe. Even if you do such a procedure, you still would have to add one other premise. namely with the pasuk b'mayit hakoyis avod mishtaros, so ma'itam v'kite, kite nish, they're the mu'ud, but not otherwise not. Test the Chokhul give another answer. Although I speculate why he doesn't. That he volunteered to be Hashem Ibn HaKakos. Tell him more about Tzidach. Yes. Mishnah says, Edom Shalem Beno, etc., etc. Avodim Ashtaz, the Kois, like the Ishiris, and very seldom the Shiver, and Ishiris, the Chayan and Shalom. So, my dad asked us from Ches. Chomel Rabbi, Chomel Rabbi, תנאי סוכי למשלם, חומין עשר ספו נשווה ספו, נשווה סטין, נשווה סזרועים, אין את נשכה שבס, לפי כוח הרי שבס הלו. הרי סלו אחרס, בלבי זה לא, but what speaks here, that the person is watching, she's a shamer, of a poro, a teenager, a zrועים. Also, what's Kashi here, from where was it asking? Some learned kashis from Tinek, some kashis from Zroim from Karka. So we had some Omar Yochia of Abishishis, but she called me Yodi, and she had been Chlippen to be Chayef, even though it's Karka. So in such a case, you need to come a Shemer of a Karka, then you would need and then you need the pasuk to be reminded. Yeah, but maybe one hitch over here. This may be a way of answering my question and to answer why Tesis didn't deal with Obed Pasuk's issue. I said, Shemuel. So Tesis said, up his sleeve, this question may be calling me other. But there's another question outstanding. With this answer also, Tesis' problem. Normally, it's no shvur with regard to karkois. What if konim yadei to become a shomer and karka? Perhaps shvur as a shomer applies to karkois too. Or do you say no? Halacha is shvur. There's no shvur in karkois. It's not a shomer in halacha. It's a general halacha. There's no chiyuv shvur with regard to anything shomer. Could be made mitzvah edecha. The fact that he agreed to become a shomer doesn't mean that he creates a shvuas shomrim, because the problem is not shvuas shomrim, the problem is shvuas generally. This Gemara is not clear. The Ktzais, and I think it's the machine, if I remember correctly, discussed this brief, of course, Yerushalmi, as to whether you can shomer, it's called a miyodai, whether he becomes chayim shvuas as well. If you should assume it comes chayim in shvur, according to Yodah, will be a solution for this. It may be a bit of a kimte, but not a worse kimte than the Tzav kimte of Gilgul. In either case, you could ask, doesn't mention that in the pasuk. But all right. The question is raised about this second point. Tzav kashya. Can't be when you're mute to write kakoyis from shvur, if you're talking about it as ganev. So it's no shvur in general, as well, shvur is no kefil. So this is a fine solution for shvur, like the Gilgul. And it's not a question of my shvur, it's not a shema, no chidur, it's a ganev, it's not a shema. And this Rabbi Peretz adds, he says, we know shema. How does we know help? What does it mean? So I said that perhaps because of the Peretz, the two halachas of Shomrim, one the track of the Kiyitin is in the track, the other way, your mind of the person is a Shomrim, your mind is a Shomrim, but it's not Kiyitin, and the Yutin, which is the way in the Pasig, of the Shomrim Kodesh, don't apply. In general, I said that what an answer to this problem could be, according to the other, it's going to be only if it generates a shvur, otherwise you're still stuck with this stuff. This is going to be a shaker, it should be a massive gvul. It's an assumption, of course, that the Asagas gvul comes out of the Gneiva. This is the best of my recollection of Gemara that I mentioned. It's mentioned in Sifri. I think in the remarks I alluded to it. Zaylach Yudalof Kusnevi Hamas Sigvur Re'eyu V'ichis B'tchum Chaver B'tich Tchumo Afilim Lo Etzba Im B'chos Kosa Hei Ze Gazla V'im Hisig V'Seita Hei Ze Ganav. ואם בארץ ישראל השיג הגבול הזו ושני להבין ולא גניבו לה בצלו ותזסיק ואז זה חייב גלי זה פרס נספרי The second tells is Neve is the Kubala Kalke, and you can find tourists to take you like a, but it's a Shugnova. It's not clear in Tesis what is it that he's talking about. Fagneva Kalke, before this, has been talking about the intense gun. How do you have to intend it? Do you have Shavua? Do you have this? Now, the second advertisement, Kashi, what about Gnevi Bekalka, means Gnevi Mamish? Also, to intend it's got it with the guy to Kalka. If it's Gnevi Mamish, if it's intended it's got it, then it's Pasha. What Tesis describes the last line, Chubana Kalka, he became the Shema Mechubal HaKarka. And not the assumption that Mechubal HaKarka has the Nifkarka and Ismail from the Pasuk. So they have such a scenario. So if it were not to mute to the Pasuk, he would say that he's Chaktuit and Ganav. He claims that the Kfanim were taken by some thief and he took them himself. So that's the mute. The mute is that no, that Yipata was his Karka. If you don't have a Kalka Gneva proper, then you have to deal with another issue. For the issue with Gneva is at which point does it become a Ganav for Bavsriva Gneva? He looks at the Kvanim, takes the picture, what does it become a Ganav?
When he cuts
them, of course. So that's sort of by Kiachat. When he cuts them, he's cutting me a mechubo, but the Gnevi itself is making a mace mechubo. But that actually nismayet from the Pasuk. Yes, the Gemara in Shavuos could be different. He said, you're ashamed of this, he's kfanim. And he didn't do anything. They remain where they were, but he claimed something happened. He said, give him 10 kfanim, 5 kfanim. But here he did it with Gnevi, where in the process of the basic Gnevi, it was the transition from Karka to Tolush. It's there a taste at the end of 10 times God, when he's a Shuknova. Tell you. But Peretz would appear the Kashi relates to both fronts, both Gadim and Tetas, that I read you these lines. Seems to say first the Yeshua by Gneva is the case of Maseres Gvul. Tetanis Ganev is also a case of Maseres Gvul. Now, this has nothing to do with what we have in Tesis, because Tesis doesn't give this answer. This is first thought, second thought, something else. I just want to note, so what the Tesis Kashi? Was one Kashi, two Kashi, the Gnevi, and Tetanis Ganev, and only on Tetanis Ganev. I mean, perhaps we repeated two separate issues. But the guy that stands in Mechuba Lekalka, just that you should know, here the Machleksin amongst Hushenim, related Machleksin between Tanoim, and a number of variables which some have suggested. Just by way of brief summary. The Mishnah in Shavuos from Beis Min Beis from Aleph ואין יש דברים שאין קרקע ואין כקרקע ואין שבין עליהם ואין לכם מאוד יונות כי את זה כבר נתון למסעתי לך אבל אם אין לך חמש למד במקצז חמר וחשו חמר וכל כך יהיו כקרקע זה דבר אני אבהיר את זה מי אומר על זה לי בעצם זה מחליט לדבר את חכמים what are the possible variables here. Variables with regard to the case, with regard to the area of jurisdiction. With regard to the case, there's a distinction which appears in more certain places. Tzrichas de karka and tzrichas de karka. What point in the growth process is the mechuba de karka? Are they ripe for picking? Are they overripe? Not yet ripe for picking. Here we have a range of days. Some say that if tzorich lekarka, everybody agrees that it's not chuba lekarka. Rabbi also wouldn't disagree. Rabbi only says we're not tzorich lekarka. They can already pick them. They don't need the gland anymore with karka for organic sustenance. Some say pukt vakel. If tzorich lekarka. That's the machlekes. That's what the karka is. The chum also made. That's one possible variable. Another has to do with the areas of halacha the consideration. And just briefly summarize. Tais in Shavuos says with regard to Shabbos, early in Shabbat the kulam alafisu was davening. Starishenim who say that beyond a certain point, indeed, even without the Shabbos, you could have, even if it's still physically linked, but organically not linked, Siddle Tosh. Tosh is the taste of the Rambam. There's in Shabbos of Kuf Nun. Base basis of the Gemara Kum Chet. במקום המשקל של הסוד גסטי גמר, אומר רבי, דלם שום תלישה נוקת לו. דאף גד במקום על הארץ, אין בו איסור תלישה, כיוון שיבש, אינו יורק מן הארץ, כי למוך הברון פעם גבר היתר. לא אמר על כל סוד גמר. כן, מה שכל הסוגים. ואין לי לכלל גי מחובו. It is as clearly that if it's dry, that growing sustenance at all, is the least of tish. Rechal seems to be checked that, and Rambam has a Shabbos glory to us. תאנים שיבשו ביביהן, וכן אילן שיבשו פירותם בו, התולש בהם בשבת חייו, אף הפעמים שאין כעקורי לעניין תומה. אז היית תומה, נחוב הזה בקרב התומה. With this, נחוב הזה בקרב התומה, לא? I'm saying it's the dry, yes, but Shabbos is still נחוב. What's the definition of קויצה לגעת השבת? אבל שבס זה. Yes.
The Moshe Soloveitchik is a famous case of the Torah versus Shemitah.
Yeah, for this year, Moshe Soloveitchik, what's that for?
Okay, that for me, Gidula?
Yes. I guess that would be Gidula. That, Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Chesed and Beis, Kuf Zayin and Beis, Atoleh Shiyadol Ibei Beimah V'Dildil Bashir Me'er Chayav. My timer, Gemara says, Shmoy Kedor Megidulay. Rabban says, based on Yerushalmi, the Gemara suggests someone should have shalit Rabbi Layam, he was able to sell a chayav. Take a fish, part of the problem of tzad, chay mishum, if he dries up. What's the chiyuv? So some live until it's neshamer, that's Rashi, but fish can't live outside of water. Yerushalmi says, "I'm going to follow them to the kaitzo." So look, he's taking the arrows, cutting it off its natural habitat. But that's the Shantesis of the Chananu, even if it's Chumar Kagas, the Chemps is a Tolush, but still it's in its natural habitat, you don't make it Uloi, and therefore you're Chayev. That's one case where the Mechayis does not apply, and Halach Yom Achmer. That it's considered Mechubo. Then the Tesis that speak the other case, the other extreme, where everyone would agree that it's Ketolush, this we got the Baal Choy. Choy is the Kone Gever, Kone Moshe, the Rabban, the Amis, the Reise, the Kone Gever, Choy, Shibudim, from Kakoy, it's not from Mitalfu. But I begin with Chubo the Kaka. So, there's a Gemara in Ksubis about this at Menal from the base. Chiz Balmoyen, the Ramban in Bar Mitzir after Zvov. So whether you can be given from Peres Senat, to it's Chubar Kaga, Lama Chubar Kaga. It's Kaga and Ad. Why would Gat the Balchay be different? Different in the other direction. Gat the Shabbos takes it very old, that it's that Shabbos, everybody holds that skin Kim Chubo, and that Baal Gavir is like Tolush. Al-Khayr is a pen of the Kaken in Mechuba and Tolush. Kaka depends upon the role which a certain entity plays in the economy of the country. You must think Subas of Sabach Zayin that a country which produces elephants, so the elephants become, they don't trade much land, the elephants become means of the livelihood, that's the quote of Kaka. I should explain in such a case, since the halacha is the chos yishle machayz and machayz, you can give in a chosim which at the time of the alvoy might be relied upon to collect for them. So normally, what does he rely? You have a house, the banker doesn't always collect. You have diamonds, you can scan with them. Elephants also hard to scan with. So the elephants become the doshes v'chayis. Here you have the opposite. There you have something which is tolosh v'akalka, yesh l'vachayis. The fruits, shimchuba l'akalka, are part of the kalka, but yesh l'vachayis, yesh l'vachayis. You can rely upon them whenever you want to collect, so they'll be able to collect. No, yes or no? Of course not. The person can pick the fruit and scan with it. So it doesn't depend on Chuba and Tolush, it depends on Yesh Lemachais, Yesh Lemachais. This is Shach says, Simon Sadekes, Simon Kuftes Vov. He has this whole Mahalach, Yesh Lemachais, Yesh Lemachais. These are clear areas of differentiation. And then there is another area which the Migash developed, the guy that is still see the context of the Rambam. As follows, because they have been eaten to honor a novi mainly butzer. Two Yeveshu and Menesli Kotzer, Hod and Mikzasan, Kofar and Mikzasan, and Nishmarek Shalmi Tatli. Who shared in Sikhil Kavit? It's a very much before, and no longer do I access this on the ground. Shikono Medi Batsei, Hemki Batsul, Yank Firabo Daya. We Sikhil Kagi, Kikar Kodavar, and Shmai Zalein Alessus. Whether this is what Rameir says, or what Rameir also required. What the drama who passes the Chachomim, the Chachomim thinks about in this case, that the Rabbi talks about. Whenever the line according to the Rabbi is clear, it all depends on Sikh and the Kalka. But a red light goes on in the middle of this drama. What does that imply? It's kibbutzul dam. What's the implication?
Showing
me
different.
There's a Hashem, something else is different. There are places where it's not so. Where are those places? So we open up a pakabrix and mechira. And I'm the one that deals with this. Kavach Yud Zayin, כל המחובר לקרקע או כקרקע, נקנה או בחסר או בשטר או בחסר קרקע, לקרקע נקנה מטלטל. ואם אינו צריך לקרקע לנביא ולנביא להתבצר, אז גם מטלטל לקניין ויש לנו ראייה. אז גם דרמה מסר, זה עוד מסליבוצר, אז כמטלוש. But again, he seems to throw in a joker. לקניין. Apparently again, there are the areas with regard to which it's not. That other area is one which the Migash and Shuas may be singled out. And that appears in the Amma by Beis of Eschias. עושה לחברו דבר המחובר לקרקע לשמור, אפילו ירבים עמדות להיבצר, הרי הן כקרקע בדין השומרים. So the guy to tell you we need to maybe mix this in the like. כי תלו שדומי, יפה נצח לקרקע. בגלל הקניונים, כתלו שדומי נצח לקרקע. בגלל השומרים, here the rabbi doesn't talk about so kind of so לקרקע, talks instead of the difference between the area of Shomri, the area of Kini, the area of the Kfir Veda. What is the difference? I think the difference is not so much with regard to the halakha categories involved as with regard to the situation on the ground. You can regard Peiris from dual perspective. One point of view, the part of the tree. One point of view, that part of the tree. As long as they're there, they're part of it. As branches and twigs and leaves are part of the tree, the trunk, so the fruit. The other hand, they're not a permanent part. They're a temporary residence in the tree, destined to be plucked off. If they're not plucked off, they will in due time fall off. They're not part of the tree. What you have to ask yourself is the transaction that's involved and the issue that's on the table, with what am I dealing? Am I dealing with the fruit qua part of the tree? Or the fruit is a separate entity? The answer is clear. You're buying an ordinary butzer. So that would be the part of the vine. But you're not buying the vine. Buying the grapes, the vine you're leaving there. He's not selling you the vine. So you're relating to the grapes, qua grapes. With regard to maybe mixas, the tiny was formulated. Esek found him too nice. I gave you 10 vines full of grapes. He says, no, you give me 5. Again, the focus is not the vines themselves. The focus is the grapes on the vines. In Shemitah, tell a person, watch this orchard. There's a separate Shemitah for the grapes, a separate Shemitah for the vines. It's all part of one complex. You watch the vine, you watch the tree, with whatever fruits are appended to it, one, as one unit. And over here, it's a kalka because you relate to it as part of the kalka, not as a distinct entity. I think that's Mshat and the Rambam, Mshat and the Vigash, everyone sees Lola. There's Lola Lachamishna over here, which deals with these issues. Alright, that's the incident. Yeah. That's how it kakois moved to shtaris if we have to do with avod. That shtaris, that's a different problem. The way he is, the mad shtaris was the shtaris of Pekodin, we got Mixellus, shtaris of Mixolim, the word of Kufuzayim. This is, why did he mute to my Mikaifel? Even destroyed it, doesn't pay Karen, such a shreds on the Yugami, and then Chesed Paskin, even if you pass the Zerus of the Rabbanon. So I did a passing. I stole it and kept it intact. Why should that be worse if I destroyed it physically and decimated it totally? There are several points to be made over here. I say the answer is, if the shtar were here, you would have to return it. Therefore, I would have thought that when you return, you have to be careful too. The way it's formulated in Tesis over here, Tesis is not a problem about the keren. Kelim is self-evident. This is the Kelim. If it's a man, you could max it. So you destroy it, you could. You're like a ganif. The problem is with the Kefil, and the relation of the Kefil with the Kelim. In Shuris, they say similar kashi. From Zen with bad. Mir stories, we got the Zele. I feel a man that I didn't need the Ami Berezel Kame, but that's her stories of Shavio, because we come to Kivan the Chit, but in Ayu, Chayv in Adurinu, I mean the Chikof and Chayv. We thought, since if it's banned, you can't keep it for yourself. Most of the Bible. It's Mele, if you pray for your Chayv, no mention of Gael of Kefil, it's not about Kefil, it's about the Kevin. So he talks about Zayla. Same problem, which Tesis says, basically got the Kefil, basically got the Kevin. I said Tesis was better than Tesis over here. That the Kelim also has the same question. Why should Gneva be worse than burning it, destroying it entirely? If you take it to yourself and still within reach of the Bailim, you try to recover it. If you burn it, you're part of it. First, Yinyan, I just said to me, Mark. Tesis Teretz, I would have thought you turn Kefil with the Keren, since you have to turn the Keren, it's Ben. I mean, I would have thought you have to turn the Kefil along with it. Kamashan, you don't have to. Kamashan, you don't have to. Not you don't have to return the Ben, the Keren, that you have to return. The Kamashan's not the Kefil. This opens up a Pandora's box, namely which issue? When you turn the Keren, you have to do the careful too. What question does that raise? No? The question which is self-evident. And when it opens up the Gemara, he's but careful, has to ask himself this question. Yes?
Whether it, the relation between Kefil and the Karen in terms of whether or not Kefil is just the Knas or whether or not it's the actual law.
Yeah. Question have you got the Kefil? Kefil is 1 plus 1. Kefil is an entity of 2. We'll deal with this in many connections, and we'll go into it now. But obviously, in our context, if Kefil is 1 plus 1, then this sort of kreira that you drag along the kefil together with the keren does not make that much sense. If it's one entity, the dual entity, then it could very well be. But gufo shel inyan, that is this kasha, should disturb us. What it says is, if you burn your pato, you still deserve your pato. Is that logic? Ineluctable. Moving back to the question we discussed with that neighbor. Yes.
If the Machayim of the Gneva accepts a loan like this by Mazik, then Tosu's question makes sense. But if the Machayim of Gneva, the Mice of Gneva, not necessarily the Hepsi Mammon, then Tosu's question.
Yeah? Good. But I mentioned that distinction is one which some have said to Gneva and Xela. Refer to the Primatia, second Shpere deals with that distinction. Rafi presents it. So Gneva, if you accept the distinction of the Primatia, the Primatia, then with regard to Gneva, this is possible, the Mazik is part of the God of Ischayel, now with regard to Gzeil. However, Tais and Shavuos doesn't talk about Gneva, Mir Shtoriz there talks about Gzeil, and the last 1,000 Tais is Tzrich Lomar, the one Tais said so the Yami. But Be'elis Teis doesn't find solace in that Teis. He says, even if Gami is Chayev, it's only Midrabanan. It's not going to help you much. The other Teis seems to assume Gami is Midraise. Secondly, Teis says, Yinami, ki patrinon, search to Eise, vayim ki kalinu batrayu. If it's there, you put a match to it. Aval netalan usrafan, chayav. Pick them up and then burn them, you chayev. Would we have such a distinction? I'm going to quote it to you. Exactly, one of Tzadikas. Someone is holding a coin in his hand. I slap his hand and the coin goes flying. A pata. Take it and then throw it in the ocean, I'm chayev, because it's exhaling. That's this you see over here. If kalinu batrayu, it's a tchiv is mazik. Don't throw the tchiv is gazlin, and indeed, as Rafi says, gazlin could be worse than mazik. But this here doesn't say that. We've got the question of the Gamiz Daisen and the Abanon. We'll go into it, but I'll leave here today with the story of more information than before. Tais in many places thinks that Gamiz is only the Abanon. Tais in Babitzin, Babasav Chobeis, Babakabes, Samech Beis, and over here. The Ramban in Teresa, launches a massive attack against the Shita and to contend that Gami is Midraise. Tesis was by saying so. The Rabbanon saved himself when he couldn't see the Gambi. He said, you give reasons why distinctions, why this case says that case. No, so he says, that question is the finish of defining principles, physical principles. It's a question of social utility, where it's more common, more prominent, otherwise not. That's this Mavas says, the Chabad says. The Ramban, who thinks the issue of principle involved, how to build the structure of the principles, the Kuzni of the Gami, one of the great masterpieces of Hashanim, deals with that particular issue. As I mentioned before, the issue that Rafi raised, maybe here we tie in with the Chayz Mashal and the Shach. The Pasha, the Sugis, and the Shach here is 1,000% right against the Mashal. The Shtoris and Ismail, from Shomrim, from Ainoe, from Dallas Bay, for sure, the works. God shtoris and even more. Well, so if you had to choose shtoris and something else, and kalki be my shtoris, shtoris that you for a moment, that's worse than kalki. Marshall, for some reason, says that shtoris is chiyuv shomrim shtoris. The shach takes him to death for everything here. Marshall says in effect, it's very simple. It's not the shtar is that moment. A goof of moment means, doesn't mean it's not chepsu of moment, it's a moment. It's a moment which is not consumed, it's burnt, the seru shtar shavir is part of a simple reason, the shibudim is still there, the paper's gone up in smoke, the shibudim is there. You haven't done anything. It's a problem with the Maise Mechel, Maise Nezek. The Marshal is very, very radical and revolutionary in this respect. But without coming to this conclusion, and he has this premise, the Shtoris of Momen, that since they're Momen, they come to the Parsha Shemri, which is against the Gemara's. But you could take his initial premise without taking the second one, namely to assume that shtoris of chepsu bovin, but chepsu bovin mufti mshomrim. Kark is only chepsu bovin, so mufti mshomrim. There's another parallel application of this issue that the status of shtoris in relation to psukim, tasting subis. Thinks it was that Pei is the Kashi. The Gemara says, Shtoris and Smaid from Ainoi. The Gemara says, Ainoi don't plan Shtoris. The implication is that Shtar can be sold. You sell it at a premium, at a discount. You buy a discount, sell it at a premium. You might have thought that Zavach Vayinoi, and there isn't. So they say, based on the opinion that Mechir Shtoris is only Midrabban. You sell a bond, it's only effectively Midrabban. Unless this was called the Mochaz, the bond which doesn't specify the name of the person who bought it, but whoever is holding it. That's the sheet. They say, if the Chesed of the Midrabban, why did the Pasuk to be Mayer? That there's no Inoye. You told me, I might say, I'm going to show you Inoye, I'm going to show you Inoye, I'm going to show you Inoye, I'm going to show you Inoye. We have no, I'm going to show you Inoye, 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 person who bought it from you, let's say you bought it, the davar was for 100, the bond said 100. And then you tell you, the latest stock is going down and down, the situation is not that good, and after a couple of years, the bond sells for 50. The chance of collecting it is not too good. You go and you sell the bond for 70. So it says, I said, he was only the bond, and he hadn't really sold it. No, but the lady will be only too glad to buy it from the person who quote unquote bought it. And therefore, the sale is valid, even though the chayv, klal b'shamayim, the chayv really belongs to the original malveh. The mechir of shtos d'rabbanan doesn't mean the mechir of the shtos d'rabbanan, the mechir of the chayv is d'rabbanan. The Rambam has explained that shtar can be viewed as representing the chayv and can be viewed simply as a commodity. Commodity in its own right, a limited use, only used to the lady and a few other people. But the people who pay money for it want to buy it. So it's a commodity. This question of the nature of a shtar as commodity, where you're not stressed from the chayv, that needs to be thought through in relation to other areas as well. Taisa mentioned only with that to Einoya, that to Mechira. Perhaps you would say, in our case also, ain't good for mammon to the shtar, but as a commodity which people would be willing to buy to sell, if it does have status. Probably in the second edition of Marshal and the Shach, but as I simply mentioned, it's not relationship. Yeah.
Does the shtar gain its value as a commodity from the fact that you can only collect from Shibudim with the Mishubadim with the shtar? Or is it the more of an inherent
No, I don't think so. Just by Jean Passon, one other point before we went to something else. The Rashbah wants to prove the reason is the Rabbanon because of the Gemara is suffered. The Gemara is the first suffered, the Sakhra is with Aleph, there was Takoras Nizel without the Gami. It's probably the Rosh Lamaisim. People take insurance. For a certain sum, not ever fired. The question is how much were the damages? It's not sure they claim always that they have membranes in the attic. And they claim. Is he Nehman? Is he not Nehman? So you must see the Rabbanim has got the Eish is Nehman, we got the guys that are stuck on it, we got the Amis is suffering. So the Hashem asks, if Gami will meet the Eish, will be inferior to Eish or the guys? So the Makuchel is only the Rabbanim. I don't understand the Gaya, where is it? I mean, the Tachon is Nigs of the Sun, only the Rabbanim. So why does it stand? Why must you assume that every Chiyu of the Eish and that money is given to the person who claims the loss. And in some cases, some cases not. But the Hashem says, we're going to take a look. Yeah. Let me move to something else. We've got the Ekdush. This is Kasha, when he took Sukim. One is Re'eu, I'm going to miss Eish. And my technique should be Chiyuv Kefil, etc. What is this answer, basically? What?
Only one
drush. There are not two drushes, only one drush. The Rambam Bezos Gnebe because there's a two year process. Hmm. פנאי ותעקום, או שקדם יחסי הקדש, אינו משלם אלא קרן בלבד, שמשלם שניים לרעי ולרעי ולא להקדש, רעי ולא להקום. חלק גונב קודשי מבית בעליהן, בין קודשי 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 קודשי, בין קודשי נברכי וחיותן, או בין קודשי נברכי וחיותן, ראית בטור מן הכיפל, ותשובה ברוך המשה, שלא גונב בית האיש, לא בית האיש. Some called Sinishal Yireyu, and they made Beit Eish. Clearly, that's not what they said. They said basically there was only one miyut. Lam is two miyut. Perhaps it's simply that the two different miyutim here, because they related to different scenarios. Is in the term Yichsek, focuses on the Kedushas HaKavtzeh, but the proprietary status, property of Hekdesh. You know, like the what is the property of Hekdesh, what kind of Kedushas? Kodesh Merik HaBayit, Kodesh HaMizbeach. What? Kodesh Merik HaBayit. The prime is all Malach, because Kedushas didn't like it, but some should have clearly subscribed to it, others clearly disagree with it. Kodesh Merik HaBayis, a different Kodesh Mizbeach. Kodesh Merik HaBayis, this Kedusha doesn't derive from what you're going to do with it. Basically, Makdish, a bicycle, a basketball, garbage dump, Merik HaBayis. It's a Moinach Nefet Ezvav. So it's not the use in terms of the Chavtze and its status and its destiny that's critical. It's the fact that it belongs to Hekdesh. Kodesh Mizbeach, he says, the sense are different. Kodesh Mizbeach don't belong to Hekdesh fully. You have Hekdesh a bicycle, you're out of the picture. Kodesh Mizbeach, you shech the korban, and the kohen has the things for the bailim. And the bailim of the korban, and that's sort of the bailim in the monetary sense. It's the person for whom on whose behalf the korban is being brought, to be Yetzer Chiyuv, to be Yetzer Nedaber. But after that, the Gemara says, think of the Gemara of Ayin Vav. Take a look. Rely upon me. There are two conflicting Gemaras. What the fine test says, or stuff like this. Halacha chiyuv genet. Tzevech u'meichel. Gana v'hikdish. Tapa v'in tesev and alef. Lo sechai for the hikdish itself. Why? So why is that for the Mishnah? Ma li mechol eid, ma li mechol ha-shamayim. Transfer ownership. So this is like if I sold it to my neighbor, or sold it, quote unquote, to Hekdesh. So be Makdesh is this transfer ownership to Hekdesh, for that you chayv. That's the Bavli. And I involve him at Aleph, there the Gemara is differently. Got a similar question. Mishnah says that the person was gone of a hikdish, and then he was tevech the vein. So pray you quite the tvichim chayb dalad vein. So ma'ez, what in the tvich? Let me chayb for the hikdish. Hikdish chayb, manu chol yoyedim, manu chol shemayim. I'm skipping to the middle of the Amid. With the kash shalach, manu chol yoyedim, manu chol shemayim. No. So there is b'chol yoyedim, they call it to the Ruma, to the Shima. It's a transfer of ownership from Baidus. Bechol HaShemayim, they call it to the Ruma, to even though now the Behem has been presented as Hekdesh, but the Machshas of the Behem, it's still in terms of basic status is kinyan mamon, it doesn't belong to Hekdesh in the full sense. It belongs to the Bailim with the status of Hekdesh. How do you reconcile two Gemaras? Tesis and Ravitz say, Gemara, the fine test, which says it's going to be Hekdesh. Is Chiv Dalt Vehei, the Vechire, is your Maktish to wear? It's Kefan is the Vechire, where are your Maktish? No? The Kabbalah is the Mizbeach. The God is a transfer of ownership, so it's toward your Maktish. But the Kabbalah, the God is back because of Mashtat Udum. It's not a transfer of ownership, it's a transfer of status, a transfer of ownership. The Gemara, if I interest, if I involve, if we Maktish the Mizbeach, Maktish the Mizbeach, this is not a transfer of ownership, Zochi, Vechire, Mele, against that background, Rambam says you need the Rambam 2-7 Biyuti. It's still not exact, it's probably a very discussion with if there were no mute, who would get the Kefil? There were no mute of Kefil from Magdish. A Magdish from Kefil. Who would get the Kefil? Who would get it? Hekdesh. So that's the mute. You don't pay Hekdesh. Careful. But it's a Kodshim, which Kodshim is Beyach. That's a continuation of the Rambam. Kodshim Kalim, those are all the classifications, categories. Kodshim is Beyach. Kodshim is Beyach, if there were a halacha that you pay careful, who would get the kefil? The Baili. So that's a different miut. Not a miut from who gets, because the Baili actually would get. The person who would get would be headed. That's a separate miut. We're going to be seized by sectish. How do we stand the Rambam? Assuming the premises, the whole works out very nicely. I said, assuming the premises, assuming the distinction to Kachem Gabbai and Kachem Mizbeach, which Chaim developed, there are many rights for this. And instead of Chazanish challenge, Chazanish assumed that there is no such fundamental distinction. But assuming that, then the Chua required to be secure what's understandable. Difficulty, this Malach in the Rambam, is why Tafkin in this case? If you assume there's seven mutin, one mute is who gets the money, and whose bank account does the money go? Another mute, what kind of chesed do you have? And then from where was it taken? Why didn't everyone shvuah should acquire in a noe? In all cases where you deal with the imam, with pturim, shomrim, those are the same thing. You don't find two pturim except in this particular case over here. God, this I don't have any satisfactory answer. Just to amplify one bit, with regard to Chaim's Mahalach, with regard to Hekdesh, it's more about Kabbalah, it's supposed to be Zbeach. But in a sense, it goes beyond that. The things that you memorize in Mishnah, Yishvus, and Bavitsiya, we have two categories of things. Tell me the Mishnah of Vatsiya. Mm. אלו דבר שאלה מנועל. עבוד עם השתו לדבר כועס בדשס. אין את השום כיף, את השום הרבישו, שום הכי נעניש את זה למשלם. שאומר את הגמרא, שאומר את הרמב״ם, זה another one. נחסק הוא מבוא בי סוף מגוי, עושה אורך ובנועל. Why is it omitted in the Mishnah? That's quite simple. It's a different kind of mute. The Mishnah is in the mind. Dvorin Shelem Einor in terms of the status of the entity Karkois, Avodim, Shtoris Akum is a little separate entity which has a different character in terms of to whom does it belong? It belongs to a God who is being either getting a windfall or taking a beating. It's a God. You know the parsha of Noah, if one of the sides, one of the agents in the transaction, is a goy. But that's nothing to do with the status of the objects. The object is such. The Mishnah talks about the volume. So goy is omitted. Fine. But if you assume this, then you have to add one thing. If you say the Mishnah only deals with things which have heftes which have a status, but not with Baidim with whom you deal, then what does the Mishnah include? Avodim, Shtoris, Karkois, and Kadeshis. So what do you need to assume? Rekdesh, unlike Achsiakum, is a different quality, different kind of entity. Makes sense. Nichsakum, the object per se is neutral. Goshu the Bailimar, Hekdish, the Godsberg, Abayas of Isbeh, is not neutral. So Hekdish draws upon two things. The one is included Avodah Shtoris and Karkois. In other respect, it's included with Akum too. Because Akum is a Bailim. With whom you have no track regard to these halachas, which is also shibayim. And the Rambam formulas here to stay venitin these halachas, the Mishnayos and Bavitzia and the Shavuos. So how does he begin? Okay, stay venitin. Ved vosh ish ved ala tayva hakakois v'avod usho v'teshis I'll give you just a volume it's good today from here it has to be בייך סיזך השלוש הדינים המון בתאירה בארבעה את השם רואים אין אלא במיטלטלין של ישראל ושל הדין זה talks about Hekdesh as the Bailus. Other places, Hekdesh part of the Chavod Devari. Deal with Hekdesh shows to be careful to try to define, especially seems to be included in two different camps. On the one hand, Hekdesh is like Akum, there's the Bailin, the other Hekdesh is like Akois, Chavod is Mufkin. Which do you apply in which case? What's what about the Kesh with Chometz? Be careful with regard to that. This, to some extent, was parallel to what the Chaim's Malach is. In one respect, Shem Shneim L'Reyu is Avkoer turns to the Bailin, who's getting the money. With a besiege, whose property are you taking? What kind of property are you taking? Property of Hekdesh, turns to the Chefetz. The Chaim's formulation, I think, is somewhat different, but I'm saying it's a parallel case. As it tells us, the Rambam thing is very good, just the reservations I had before, just why you have it in one place than other places, unless you have one and then you learn from the others there as well, I don't know. We'll stop here. Yeah. We haven't dealt with yet the Yafusi side of the Gemara. I'll try to deal with it more quickly. Look carefully at the Papsukim in Bugad Shoma particularly, and focus upon David's question, why did he took a lot about the cloud at the beginning and the much subsequent David Rashba. Later, the Gemara, Yadoshin Rasuyim. Take a look what's quoted in Shuk Besri of the Ramban. Says Yadoshin Rasuyim. Then we'll try to get through. I will try to get through to the Gemara of Samchevet Aleph. The Gufo Marav. See what the bottom line is from the guys of Sukkim. Then it's Ganav. I don't know what works this out. I'm going to finish that. I remind you of the Mitzvah next week. She was not once left Thursday night. I know which I like to see the which is Chayam Shalom, which is Zeche. It's spelled properly, it's finished with Kula properly. And who has with Shiva properly? Yeah, that's all.
Yeah, I guess. ceremony.
I only have a mayor says that you keep it the same and use it differently. I have the city, I have a transfer to on the hands, they said everything can go back to the that's not my sense. That would solve the problem. But in that case, according to the Ramban, he'd probably do, if what I'm saying is correct, he was going to fast. Here the Ramban, here the Kim's Cave of Shame.
So Rebbe mentioned that maybe Tosas Kasha isn't the fact that he compares Hezek to Xela. So Rafi mentioned that perhaps if you say that it would be Machalik because Geneva, the Maisa Geneva is the Iker. But I thought that Rav Chaim only mentioned that he looked Lagave the idea. He mentioned in the context of Pachas Shabruta. He was trying to explain why there's an issue of getting a Pachas Shabruta if there is not going to have a moment. So he says that logically the Maisa Geneva is the but Tosas talks about the Indian Hashab. So would Rav Chaim say that Chilut will have an Indian Hashab also? I thought everybody agrees that Pachas Shabruta is no Hashab.
Eventually, this can be expanded.
It's referred to them. You know, she gets the whole thing.
This is also the Indian And also, if you, I don't know, where does, I mentioned that I answered this in Shiva, but I was just wondering, when we discussed the idea of the shtar, but selling the shtar, but not the chov shebo. So we mentioned its value as a commodity. So, meaning, if the lova still has a full chiyuv, so what benefit is gained by buying the shtar? So it says that it's worth damim to the lova who is willing to pay damim. He's
going to
be sorry for
that. No.